AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Louisiana primary is underway. Democrats and Republicans both heading to the polls there. Other contests are being held in Kansas, Nebraska, Kentucky, and Maine. GOP frontrunner Donald Trump is in Wichita, Kansas, telling supporters that the cable channels saying that he can't beat Democrat Hillary Clinton are wrong.
I'm watching Fox, I'm watching CNN, I'm watching MS, and I'm watching television. And I say, well, Donald Trump will never, ever beat Hillary. The polls are showing that I beat her. I haven't even started on her yet. I haven't even started.
Ohio Governor John Kasich is on a campaign trip to Traverse City, Michigan, where primaries will be held on Tuesday. He says the nation's educational troubles have to be addressed on a local level.
We need to make sure that our students are being trained for the world of today. And you got to do it. I mean, presidents don't do that. You got to do it.
A major storm is rolling into the West Coast this weekend. Northern California could get the roughest weather. Half Moon Bay fisherman Donald Marshall tells KGO-TV he's working to secure his boat ahead of the storm.
I'd say it's the biggest storm that they've forecasted for the season. I mean, there's a considerable amount of rainfall, a lot of wind that's going to be back-to-back.
Southern California could also see a couple of inches or more of rain this weekend. Forecasters say the same system could cause severe weather problems next week in the plains and the southeast. Crews have begun replacing lead water lines in Flint, Michigan. National Guard Brigadier General Michael McDaniel is on the committee that's been given the job to rework that water system.
We have money coming from the state that has been promised to do a couple hundred more lines. That's it. We know we've got more than that just in lead service lines that we believe are out there. Again, we've got some poor records and we're confirming everything, but that only gets us started for the next couple months.
This is AP Radio News. A regional governor in Greece says the European Union needs to find ways to punish Macedonia and other nations along the migrant trail into Central Europe after borders have been closed and refugees have been stranded. Apostolos Gigakoksas says some 14,000 people are stuck at a border crossing in his region.
It's a huge humanitarian crisis. I have asked the government to declare the area in a state of emergency.
Greek officials say fewer than 200 people have been allowed into Macedonia in each of the past 2 days. Scientists have discovered what might be a new species of octopus while searching the Pacific Ocean floor near the Hawaiian Islands. Back in February, the team found a small, light-colored octopus some 2.5 miles below the surface. It didn't have any fins, and all of its suckers were on one row of each arm. Scientists say it's unusual for them to find an octopus that deep without fins. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.